Hey y'all, welcome to Shades of Shonda. It's your girl Shonda, aka LaShonda. I ain't gonna lie, it's like 11:30 at night and I'm just now remembering that I didn't record an episode today. I had a really productive day. It was one of those days where I had to go into the office and work. I'm just so grateful and thankful for the peace that I have in my life. The ease with which my life unfolds. And I just want to give a little bit of reverence to that because I just remember, you know, being in some poverty and just all of the things that, you know, you don't think of on a daily or even a hourly basis of things that I have in my life now, including peace. That I once wished for, you know, I would say 30, 35 years ago, you know. I was sitting in here for the last few hours on TikTok. This girl was playing some episodes from that Zeus show, Blueface and Krishan, or Krishan and Blueface, and it was an amazing thing to watch. If I'm honest, I would say that I like Blueface. I think he's a realist. You know, he had the proper language to converse with his mom. He understood and could read her for everything that she is. He stood up for himself. He told her she was trying to dictate and be all up in his business when he's not all up in her business. And I love that. And then I could also see how Blueface was reacting and handling Krishan. And honestly, I kind of think he's attracted to Krishan because, you know, of that whole mommy thing. He has mommy issues, so he's basically attracting in his life somebody just as toxic as his mom. But I do like Krishan, so I can't even say that it's all her. He's got some issues too. Like, he, you know, is rather new to the game, new money, new hoes, new all of that, and he wants to have his cake and eat it too, but he wants her to kind of chill out. And she was saying some of that in the episode with Dr. Ish Major, and I think it was very interesting because he comes off as a very jealous person. Anytime she mentions anything about anybody, you know, he gets very upset, and it's like, how dare you even get upset with somebody when you know you out here effing on other chicks, you know? It's crazy. And oh, when he was trying to direct her, like, I could tell he's definitely a businessman, you know. He was trying to direct her and have her get her stuff together and, you know, go to the different spots and things like that. And it was almost like he was having to be responsible for a child. So I know how unattractive that is. And he had his guys in the van when they were traveling. You know how men are when they get together. They laughing at each other's jokes and things like that. And to an insecure person, or not even necessarily insecure person, to somebody who's very, you know, empathic and intuitive and sensitive, you pick up on that they're laughing at you and not with you. And that's what it was. And so, but she was hella annoying. Oh my God. Babe, can you hold my birth certificate? Because I don't want to carry him. Babe, where's my phone? Like, all of, oh my God, girl. Get you a purse. Get you an assistant to hold those things. This man is a superstar and he cannot be your assistant. And at the same time, like, she's very needy. I mean, it's like, I remember when my kid was very young, you know, and she just always wanted me to pick her up and always wanted me to, like, always wanted to be up under me. She was probably two, and like every single time you know, we'd be sitting in the living room or something, watching TV, watching a show, and she, of course, putting on the show for me. But when I'm trying to watch something that I want to watch, you know, and it's not, you know, the shows that she wanted to watch, she would be right up on me, and I'd be like, London, give me a break. And that Krishan kind of reminds me of that. She's like needing to be reassured at every angle, every moment. And I know I'm being a lot judgy on the show, and I really, you know, caught like maybe the last two and a half episodes that the girl was showing on TikTok live. And I don't really know their situation. I saw bits and pieces of her, of Krishan's interview on Know For Sure podcast with B. Simone and Megan Ashley. Yeah, I just thank God for the certainty and the peace and calm that I do have in my life. All of the things that I thought were important, that I just kind of, you know, ignore and don't give enough reverence for. So thank you, God, for all of the peace and joy that I have in my life. And I pray peace and prosperity over those who are seeking it. So as I said, it is, you know, after 11:30 at night today, and I know I had to get an episode in, but I just wanted to kind of give you guys an idea of what I was doing with my life today. I did have a good day. I woke up, you know, on time, and, you know, was able to get myself together and get out the door and not be super late. I was still late, but not super late. I usually don't even roll up in the office until about 8:30, but I actually got there like I clocked in like 7:37 or something like that. So yep. And it was good. Picked up my kid, stopped, and what did I stop for? I can't remember what I stopped and got, but anyway, we came on back to the house. Oh, I stopped and we got some ice cream, and then I had to go to Aldi because they didn't have the ice cream that I like at the little Brewster's ice cream shop here. So, you know, I'll have to check and see what kind of ice cream they have tomorrow and Friday. But at any rate, it was a good day, and I'm grateful for that. So maybe tomorrow I'll have something else better for you guys. But if you haven't checked out, let me just give them a little shout out, a little free promotion. Since I'm being judgy on their relationship. But Krishan and Blueface on Zeus. I think you have to pay like $5 or $6 to subscribe to Zeus or something. The Zeus app. To be able to watch their show. It seems interesting. The whole dynamic of his mom and sister and brother and them having a meeting, and like he was literally getting ready to be in a fight with his brother, in freaking sane. But I can tell that his mom is a manipulator. She's a master manipulator. She has, you know, a revisionist memory, and she'll go tell the other kids incorrect things about what happened. Because I saw the brother, like, the brother didn't know that she was throwing things at them, and that's what escalated the fight. And so when he asked the mom if she threw something, she lied. So what I got out of their whole family dynamic is Blueface's mom is a liar. Blueface's sister is an enabler because she was adequately able to assess and articulate who her mother is, and her advice to Krishan was to navigate through it. Like, you gotta kind of dodge it. because that's how she's been able to handle it. But she was real life willing to come on national TV and fight Krishan over her mother, which I get, you know, that's what we do, right or wrong, indifferent. You know, we don't want nobody disrespecting them, but at the same time, when you know your mother is like toxic and manipulative and narcissistic, you don't get on national TV and defend that. You gotta say, I decline. And then the brother seems pretty reasonable, whatever. He just was going off of misinformation that his mom told him. But man, I tell you what, if my family drama was displayed on TV the way that theirs is, I don't know if I would like that. And is that even giving me a little pause about, you know, how much I'm willing to even discuss on this podcast about my own family? I might have to just, you know, consider that talking about your family or sharing your family in public spaces, including audio spaces, visual spaces, and things like that on a national platform or global platform, it might not be the best look. So I'll pray for them. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for them. God bless, and we will talk another time. Happy Wednesday, guys.